Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Who helps me stand firm in hope? And who am I helping? Now, sport is all about connection, yet it can be curiously isolating. Maybe you feel surrounded by great teammates, even staff and supporters if you play at a high level. Or perhaps the pressure to perform, the pain of injury or uncertainty about the future leaves you feeling isolated. Paul's words to the Thessalonians offer a different vision of standing firm, one rooted not only in hope, but in community. Paul addresses believers who are facing loss and uncertainty, reminding them that Christian hope reaches beyond the present moment. We do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. He does not dismiss grief or struggle, but instead, Paul reframes them in light of the future God has promised. This hope is not wishful thinking. It is anchored in the resurrection of Jesus and the certainty of his return. For sports people, hope is essential. Careers are fragile. Injuries can end seasons or dreams in a moment. Selection, contracts, and form are never guaranteed. Without hope beyond sport, these realities can feel overwhelming. Standing firm in hope means trusting that your life has eternal meaning that no result or setback can take away. Paul here suggests that experiencing hope is found in community, not alone. Repeatedly urges the believers to live this hope together. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, he says in chapter 5, verse 11. Standing firm is not an individual effort. It's a shared calling. In the same way that athletes and teams train together to prepare for competition, believers are called to strengthen one another spiritually. Sport often rewards self-reliance. Many praise toughness and wince at vulnerability. Yet Paul assumes that encouragement is normal and necessary. Hope grows when it's spoken aloud, especially in moments of disappointment, injury, or uncertainty. Paul also calls believers to be alert, self-controlled, and clothed with faith, love, and hope. Verse 8 of chapter 5. These are not abstract qualities. They are lived out in relationships. Faith helps us trust God when outcomes are unclear. Love shapes how we treat those around us under pressure. And hope lifts our eyes beyond the immediate season. And there's no better way to be reminded of these truths than by gathering with other believers. If sport is taking you away from community with believers, don't take it lightly. We are made to walk with Jesus and strengthened in this by walking with other believers. To gather with fellow believers should be the priority, and then seeing how your sport fits around that, rather than how does gathering with others fit around your sport. For the amateur sports person, that could look like finding a team, a league, or a competition that doesn't often clash. For those where sport is your vocation, a conversation with a church leader explaining the demands and how you can find the best solution to enable regular Christian community may be wise. Paul grounds everything in the gospel. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, verse 9. Because the future is secure, believers can encourage one another with confidence, even when the present feels uncertain. So as you compete today, ask yourself, who helps me stand firm in hope, and who am I helping? God often uses community as his means of sustaining faith. As Christians in sport, standing firm is not about standing alone. It is about standing together, anchored in a hope that lasts beyond every season. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the hope we have in Christ. Help me stand firm in that hope and give me the courage to walk alongside others in my sporting world. Teach me to encourage, build up and live faithfully with others. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.